USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As President Trump prepares to announce a council to get the country back open again, his task force members are saying to wait a bit longer until it's safe. Dr. Deborah Birx wants the leveling off of cases and deaths to continue.
We have not reached the peak. And so every day we need to continue to do what we did yesterday and the week before and the week before that.
Next week, the president will announce the creation of a council of economic and medical experts who will plan on how and when to reopen the country.
If you reopen the country in May and there's a new outbreak or a spike in infections, are you open to the idea of shutting the country down again?
Depending on the outbreak, yeah.
You would be
depending.
Open.
And that's happened, as you know, in a couple of countries.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The chairman of the National Governors Association has named a new essential worker. And USA's John Hunt has the story.
On this Easter weekend, the chairman of the National Governors Association and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has named a very essential employee.
For the kids out there who have been concerned, I want to offer some reassuring news. Today, I am officially proclaiming the Easter Bunny as an essential worker in Maryland. He therefore will be able to proceed with his hopping across the state delivering Easter baskets to Maryland children.
So Maryland's governor has made it okay for you to get your Easter Peeps, Cadbury eggs, or Reese's peanut butter eggs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Deep South is under threat of strong tornadoes. Severe thunder and hailstorms are likely with twisters for Easter Day from Louisiana through the Tennessee Valley. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic expected to peak over the weekend, most of the country will be firmly under stay-at-home orders on Easter Sunday. In Kansas, Republican lawmakers voted to reverse Governor Laura Kelly's restrictions on religious gatherings to allow people to go to church on Easter. Kelly, who is seeking a court challenge to the Legislative Coordinating Council's vote, called it shockingly irresponsible. She said there are real-life consequences to the partisan games Republicans are playing. In Italy, the Vatican plans to televise a number of Catholic services, including Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. In addition to it being aired on TV and the radio, the Vatican plans to stream all of its Easter week events on YouTube. Meanwhile, evangelist Franklin Graham plans to deliver an Easter message from the Samaritan's Purse Field Hospital in New York City's Central Park. Many Jewish families observe Passover with immediate family on video services like Zoom. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer had a special assurances for the children.
I wanted to let you know that I spoke with the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy to let them know that they are essential workers and they can keep doing their jobs even though the rest of us are staying home. They're following all of the procedures we gave them to make sure they can stay safe and healthy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.